Crossroads on Land. The brown one.
I don't know. I've never seen a brown frog.
Well, what?
We always call it toad frog.
Did you ever hear that?
Toad frog? Yeah.
Oh, and I heard my daddy talk about the bullfrogs, because they make a big old...
Do y'all ever eat those?
Oh, no.
I have eaten...
Frog legs, you mean? No, I never could bring myself to try that. I've heard they taste like chicken, you know, they're supposed to be very good, but I never could try.
And a hard shell thing that can pull its neck and legs into its shell.
Turtle?
What different kinds?
Oh, goodness, there's a big sea turtle and little teensy turtles. Oh, yeah, the snapping turtle. Well, what's those little ones like the children play with, you know? I don't know.
What about the kind on land?
Land turtle? Mm-hmm. Oh, there's all different kinds. I mean, we have an encyclopedia and the children have found some turtles outside, you know, and they bring them in and you look at the pattern on the shell and tell what kind it is, but I really couldn't think of the names, you know.
Do you have a big turtle around here, a big land turtle that digs holes?
I don't think so. We just see those little box turtles usually. Uh-huh. I think that's what...
Do you ever hear of a gopher or a cougar?
No. I don't think I've seen it, though.
No, I'm not seeing any, but we hear of.
Mm-hmm. And kind of insect that flies around a light and tries to fly into the light.
Gnat?
Or like if you leave a porch light on it at night, it'd come up.
I always thought that was a gnat.
What about an insect that eats holes in your wool clothes?
Moth?
Okay. You talk about several of those. You talk about several.
Moths.
Huh?
Moths.
Okay. Do you ever hear of a candle fly or miller?
Oh, yeah. Miller is a... Isn't that a mosquito with those real long legs that won't bite you?
No, they're very similar to the moth.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Only they're smaller.
And a little tiny red insect that'd get on you if you went blackberry picking.
I don't know, I've never gone blackberry.
Little tiny thing.
A red bug? Uh-huh. A chigger or something?
Huh?
A red bug or a chigger?
You know, they call them chiggers. Mm-hmm. Down here they do call them red bugs.
And insect that has a little light in its tail.
A lightning bug?
Okay. And this is an insect that's it's about this long. It's got real shiny wings. It's supposed to eat mosquitoes. It's got a long, hard beak and two pairs of shiny wings. Do you ever hear a dragonfly?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
I call it a dragonfly, but I never...
I don't. Oh, mosquito hawk.
Oh, yeah?
Did you ever hear that? Mosquito hawk?
Yeah, when I was little, when I thought about that.
Your old-timers would call it a mosquito hawk.
Grandfather used to call it that.
Yeah.
He'd call it a...
Good. Mosquito hawk, that's what grandfather would call it.
What about snake doctor or snake feeder?
No.
Snake doctor or snake feeder? Ask your husband.
You know it.
Snake doctor or snake feeder?
I bet he'd say snake doctor. What kinds of insects will sting you?
Oh, bees, wasps, or... Horsefly.
What about something that builds a nest like?
Dirt dauber.
What? Will they sting? Or?
I don't know. I know they... Oh, a hornet?
Uh-huh. Hornets sting you, don't they?
Yeah, I think those dirt daubers do too, because grandfather's always said, you know, if he...